اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو امباورينج ذا يومه.
ويلكم يا ابو صبا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الاخرين. Today we turn to verse 25. فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. When you recite the Quran Sharif, then seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the accursed. This is mentioned in Surah An-Nahl. Surah An-Nahl, that's chapter 16, verse number 98. So we recite, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse 25. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Surely your sustainer will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah in that which they used to differ. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. أي إن ربك يا محمد, meaning surely your sustainer, O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقضي ويحكم بين المؤمنين والكفار. Allah عز وجل will make this judgment between the مؤمنين as well as the كفار. So this they aim, they seek. Remember in the previous verse we said to you, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal had described those leaders which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned from the Banu Israel, and the, where Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً, and we made from them leaders, and these were the prophets that came. And what made them, what got them to that particular point is they had this level of tolerance. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا and وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. So coming in this verse here, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning that they are those, these prophets, remember, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, they had to experience a lot of tolerance, and they had to have it in them to exercise patience, and the people gave them a lot of difficulty. But remember, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that is going to be the judge on the day of Qiyamah. Maliki Yawmi Deen, the master of judgment day. Every unit of Salah we recite it. So surely your sustainer will make the judgment between the mu'mineen, the believers, and the kuffar. And each one will be granted what they are worthy of being granted, because Allah Azza wa Jal is just. But let's say this, in terms of handing, giving you the benefit, then Allah Azza wa Jal does not look at your actions. It's His mercy. Because your actions could never ever achieve those rewards. But that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness, that He gives us more than even what we deserve. But you've got to at least set your aqidah correct. You've got to at least act like you want it. But if you see the ordinary Muslim today, he's not concerned. He's not even making that effort. There's no even want in him to live like a Muslim. So these are aspects which we need to address. At least show that much of desire. At least show that you actually gave, you made, you did something to try and get to that, to Allah's pleasure. But today we just turn away, give up so easily, not even interested. So what has drawn us to this level? This is a question that we need to ask. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions then in the next verse. So all of this, just to wrap up, or just to conclude this verse, that which they used to differ with in terms of the day of Qiyamah, in terms of resurrection, in terms of rewards, punishment, all of this, you get this group, they are called the Druze group. They live with the Israelis. They have parted in 1942 when the Muslims were striving to take control of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's qabr, where it is said that he's buried there. You can't see a guarantee, but where he's buried there, the Muslims wanted to take control, the Palestinians. So these people, the Druze, if you go back a couple of centuries, you'll see that their roots comes from the Ismaili Shia sect. From there, they are offshoot. And from there, they went on and on. Today, they wear a thobe, a black thobe most of the time. They've got long moustaches. Some have beards. And what do? You will find that they are the ones who are promoting all of this. Reincarnation, they believe in. So they come back. They die, and they come back as another particular creation. But they say that's generally reincarnation. But they say that when they come back as another Druze member. D-R-U-Z-E. They come back as another Druze, a human being and another Druze person. In their particular religion, they are not allowed to get married outside. So you've got to be born from that particular, the parents, mother and father, both have to be from the Druze family. And from there now, cousins will marry cousins. As you say, cousins make dozens. So it's got to be this. It's the growth, in terms of growth, it is at a very minimal pace. And they have all these strange beliefs as such. When you speak of their scripture is hidden. Nobody's allowed to take or just open their scripture. So it's very much like Shiism, because a lot of it is hidden. And this is that taqiyya which they have as well. So moving forward with this, they participate with the IDF. They participate with the IDF, International Defense Forces, and together they fight with the Palestinians. So they fight against the Palestinians, but they claim to be Muslims, or they claim to be from that Ismaili sect. You'll see their names from there. So all of this, it is strange that their names are Farooq, their names are Muhammad, their names are this and that, but together they fight in this manner, yeah, with the IDF. The only Arab group that fights with the IDF against the Palestinians. And they believe, and this is our question to them, they say that their belief is when it comes to wherever they may be, if they're in Syria, if they're in Iraq, if they're in, they have to fight for the people of the land, whoever owns the land. So we say to them, as a simple question, humbly we ask them this question. You say that you fight for the people of the land. Palestinians owned the land. 1942, when this fight took place, and the Muslimin wanted control again of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's qabr, then what happened? What had happened? You stood with people who did not own the land. So how do you then justify this? You stood with people who do not own the land. So how do you justify it? So these are all major questions. In this year, you see, they come about and they say all of these things. There's all other strange beliefs of theirs as well. But they claim that they're on the right. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْسِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Surely your sustainer will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah in that which they used to differ with. In that which they used to differ with. So strange, strange things you come across, strange, strange people. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the next verse, and this is verse number 26. أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِي. Has it not been a source of guidance for them? أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِي لَهُمْ. Has it not been a source of guidance for them? كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ. How many have we destroyed nations before them that we have destroyed from amongst their generations? So how many generations we have destroyed before them? يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Who used to walk, they used to walk in their dwellings. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. These are major, major signs. أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Will they not listen? And then Allah Azza wa Jal addresses and says in verse number 27, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. Have they not seen أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ, that we drive water to the dry land, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ, that is the dry land. فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and we bring forth crops. فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and through it we bring out crops. تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ. From it you eat, from it the cattle eat, their cattle eat, and you yourselves eat. They themselves and the cattle eat. So do they not, أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ, do they not then see, do they not then observe, do they not then take lesson? So this here is a wise system of irrigation. When you see the Quran Sharif, it mentions the irrigating of dry lands in various places of the Quran Sharif, the growing of crops therein. So by saying that the land receives rain and becomes moist and growth worthy, this teaches us that this is unusual. But there is no mention of rain in this verse, if you see. There's no mention of rain in this verse. There's mention of water. We drive the water to the dry land, but not rain. Instead of that, it has been said that the water itself is directed to move a ground towards the dry land and thereby bring forth the growth of trees. The rain is made to fall on some other land, and it is from there that the water is directed to move in the form of carrier channels on the ground all the way to the dry land that receives no rain. Subhanallah. The rain didn't come on that portion of land. It came from via channels of water to that land, and that is how those crops on that land got irrigated. So there's this hint embedded here. Some lands are soft, that they cannot withstand rains. And if you see, regular lanes or regular rains were made to fall there, buildings would collapse, trees would be uprooted. Therefore, nature has made its own arrangements for such lands. As for the rain itself, it is sent on a land which is capable of holding it. After that, water is made to flow from here all the way to such lands which cannot withstand rains, like the land of Egypt. There are many commentators who have pointed out that some lands of Syria has been referred to in this particular verse. This is also as reported by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And as for the correct position, Mufti Shafi Saab rahimullah says, the subject includes all such lands. with the inclusion of the land of Egypt, known for scanty rains particularly. But water from the rains in the Abyssinian territory of Africa comes into Egypt through the Nile, bringing with its particles of the indigenous red soil, which is good for the growth of crops. Therefore, the people of Egypt, despite that they have no rains in their country, do benefit by a supply of new water and soil every year. That is why we say, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. This year is mentioned in chapter 23, verse number 14. Chapter 23, that is Suratul Mu'minun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, understanding, ability, and to become that which we constantly appreciative of what Allah azza wa jal grants us, especially noticing it. This is Quran Sharif telling us different methods, different ways how water reaches certain land. So how then can we just live and forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally in control? Go see in currently, if you're speaking, you will see in, so it's verse 14, Suratul Mu'minun. That is chapter number 23. If you see in India, the monsoon rains, all the rain just comes on one time. And so many people, 23 people almost died from floods and all of this. So this takes place on a yearly basis. And other places, if you see, there's a drought. Namibia, recently they said they're going to slaughter over 700, not Islamic slaughter, they're just going to kill, you can say. But their slaughter methods are different, stunning, all of this. Yeah, they don't take the name of Allah. But they said they are going to slaughter over 700 wild animals. Included in there is 83 elephants in there. So imagine, because of the drought, the hunger situation, humanitarian crisis, they are looking towards these avenues. One end, no rain. One end, rain. And if you look at the last verse of Surah Tabarak, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about this. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. If we had to turn your water, if we had to turn your water back into the ground, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا, it has to turn barren. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Who is going to bring about a flow of water again? Who is going to bring about that flow of water again once we have decided that it's going to stop? So appreciative of the conditions when it is in your favor, and when it is not, do not utter a word against Allah Azza wa Jal, because it's just going to put you, it's going to allow you to go deeper and deeper into the black hole. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا. If your water, if it were to vanish in the ground, فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ, who will bring you a flowing stream of water again? So this is lessons that we're supposed to be taking and deriving benefit from. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. So that was verse number 27. And at the end of verse 27 of Surah Al-Sajdah, أَفَلَا يُبَصِرُونَ. Do you not see? Do you not observe? Or are we just stuck and always wanting? And if you see, the next question is the same question that was, well, that was asked, but just in different words. There it was, Al-Wa'd was used. In Surah Tabarak, Surah Yasin, that we've done, Alhamdulillah. And in this verse here, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, and when will this decision, الْفَتْحُ, when will this decision take place, if you are truthful? So here, it is posed by the disbelievers again, quick to question, when is it going to happen? When is this? When are we going to, like, they are almost untouchable. So remember the rule there, In another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We gradually spur them on to the point that they do not know. So they think they become untouchable, like Fir'aun and the rest. Same thing, just different names. Character profile, the same. Different names, different colors, different places of the world. But the character profiles are the same. So here it is, they are referring to the victory of the believers against the disbelievers. As here, al-fathu, it means victory. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. That al-fath means victory. The victory, the decision of victory, of the decision of the believers being victorious. When will this come? So they are asking this question, and they are wondering about it, since they see no traces of this likelihood anywhere around. Instead, they see Muslims as a group of people who are with no power applied today. Can't do nothing. So when is this victory going to come? But they don't realize, and they fail to see within themselves how they are crippling. Go and see the streets of the rogue regime Israel. It is flooded with their own people, and they are screaming, they are standing, breaking through barriers to get to Netanyahu's house. They are doing all of this, not the Muslims, the non-Muslims. So Allah Azza wa Jal has various ways of giving the Muslimin victory again. And Hamas, the different groups, they are standing firm. So this will come. But their question here was to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when will the victory come? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Then Allah Azza wa Jal grants them the answer. And this we're going to continue tomorrow, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.